Okay. So now we've done that. Now, there's some odd noises going on, some sort of clanking construction noises, and looking out the window, there are people looking up above and behind the radio station, as if there's some large, heavy thing about to fall on top of us. And it's a little disconcerting to see so many people looking up and behind where I'm sitting and have no idea what that loud mechanical noise is. I think they're bashing posts into the ground to keep the hillside from collapsing in the next good rain. Because they did have to close Pebbly there because the boulders were bouncing off the hill, loosened by the rains, and threatening to crush golf carts. Other things going on. Noises from the water. Yesterday we had a baby elephant seal in the water, and it was making the most bizarre noises. Let me see if I can bring it up on my... I did a little video thingy of it, and I'll bring it up if I can. But it was sort of screaming, and it's not really what you want to hear in your harbor, but it was okay. Everything's fine. I have no idea where my little video is, too. Here we go. Ready?
Wow.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that noise? That was a weird noise. Let me give you it again. Let's see if I can get it to go again. I love it. Poor little thing. It was all by itself. And, you know, last year when I was in San Pedro at the rescue place for unwanted baby seal pups, they said that that was too small for those guys to be rejected. And I guess this one's okay. That was according to John, the wildlife rescue guy. He said it was fine. I thought it was lonely and sad and hungry. That's why I was screaming like that. Anyway, what do we got? What do we got? Facebook. I'm not a big fan of Facebook, I have to say. But I did join Facebook so that I could go on the Great Catalina Garage Sale and Discussion pages, which I find infinitely more educational and informative than any of the newspapers. And the radio, too. Anyway, they're very informative because people can just chime in. You know, sometimes you don't really want to hear what they're saying, but that's the nature of democracy, right? So the four bitchin' babes have a song called Facebook. Let's see what they have to say about Facebook.
A few years ago, I thought my life was going as it should. Some parts were better, some so. I thought, hey, that's pretty good. Ignorance was bliss back then, so more often than not, when I looked around, I was contented with my lot. Then I joined Facebook and found out how lame I am. Everybody's lives are fun and groovy, like some Nora Ephron movie. They lead exciting lives. I sit and watch paint dry. It ain't pretty, but it's true. And now everyone who friends me knows it too. Ho hum, ho hum, ho hum. Sing along. Ho hum, ho hum, ho hum. Linda placed a song in Glee and got 300,000 from it. My ex-boyfriend Rick just posted pictures of his K2 summit. Judy H. is helping troubled teens on a Montana ranch. Her partner Peg at Princeton just announced she's found a cure to cancer. Like! Then I joined Facebook and found out how lame I am. Everybody's lives are bright and brimming. Yes, they're so damn skinny. I read their blog.
It ain't pretty, but it's true. And now everyone who friends me knows it too. Before Facebook, I could fantasize. My high school nemesis was living with her folks, had thunder thighs and some mall job that's thankless. But she's posting pictures of her summer home in southern France. My Greyhound bus red roof vacation doesn't quite compare to that. Yeah, I joined Facebook and found out how lame I am. Everybody looks so young and slender. All their kids are Mensa members. They lead exciting lives. My Farmville crops just died. It ain't pretty, but it's true. And now everyone who friends me knows it too. Ho hum, ho hum, ho hum, ho hum, ho hum.
Well, that's the Facebook from the Four Bitchin' Babes. And although that's not my experience of Facebook, since I don't friend anybody, I can see how that might happen. You can get wrapped up in things. And you can certainly kill a lot of time reading the comments of your neighbors. And it prevents us from actually talking face to face about things perhaps we better not mention in person. Anyway, I've got another request. You two, Walk On.
And love is not the easy thing, the only baggage that you can bring. Love is not the easy thing, the only baggage you can bring is all that you can't leave behind.
Darkness is to keep us apart. And if the daylight feels like it's a long way off, and if your glass heart should crack, and for a second you turn back, oh no, that has to be believed to be seen. You could have flown away, a singing bird in an open cage. Who will only fly for freedom? Oh, oh, walk on, walk on. What you
Let's walk on, you two. Try this for a transition, because transition is what we're doing today. This is that a transition? This is a Kokomo medley, live, Bonnie Raitt. I just like the name. Bonnie Raitt, Kokomo medley, which puts me in mind of the other Kokomo song we all know. remember when this movie came out.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys.
I wonder if I'll ever sail there.
There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand, tropical drink melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of the steel drum band down in Kokomo.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you to Bermuda.
I think about sailing when I hear that song, and I wonder if I'll ever go through that pesky Panama Canal. Okay, with absolutely no transition whatsoever, we're going to go to another request from a fellow liveaboard and her boat. Well, some ships pass in the night and others pass at the pump out. That's what we did yesterday. So, coming out to you, Marisa, Red Rider, Lunatic Fringe.
Thank you.
request of Lunatic Fringe by Red Rider. And now, She Don't Wanna.
Oh, I want her to be nice and charmy with me, but she don't wanna, she don't wanna. I just want her to pet like the others I've met, but she don't wanna, she don't wanna. No, no, oh, I plead and beg for one little kiss, but that hard-boiled egg just sits there like this. We could have so much fun, but it takes more than one, and she don't wanna, she don't wanna.
Was a 1920s She Don't Wanna song. Oh, nope, we're not doing that. I'd love to keep playing music. However, we're coming to the end of our show here, and I just got a really nice call from DJ Buster, and I appreciate that he was listening. You have been listening to Lifelines, written by me, C. Shelton, a.k.a. the Liveaboard Seashell, at the fabulous KISL Catalina Island radio station, 88.7 on your FM dial. Our theme music is If I Had a Boat by Lyle Lovett. If you like what you've heard here, check out cynjing.com, C-Y-N-X-I-N-G.com, for blogs about cruising and the Liveaboard docu-comic series. That's docu as in documentary and comic as in cartoon. Tune in again next Monday from 11:30 to 1:30 for more about living on board and in Avalon. Fair winds on the airwaves, y'all. Just be me and Trevor. We go riding through them movies. Then we buy a boat and on the sea we sail. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all go, go out on the ocean, set me up on my pony, on my boat. And now the mystery masked man was smart. He got himself a Tonto, cause Tonto did the dirty work for free. Tonto, he was smarter, and one day said, Kimasabe, well, kiss my ass, I bought a boat, I'm going out to sea. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony.
This is Ann Marshall, and you are listening to KISL 88.7 FM, broadcasting from Avalon, California.